Our patient name today is Tonya, spelled T-O-N-Y-A, last name Newby, N-E-W-B-Y, date of birth, 9-16 of 64, date of service, 7-31 of 2025. This is a 60-year-old female patient. She is here today to get two medications. She needs a refill of her Suboxone, which she takes 2/0.5, and she takes one half sublingual film on a daily basis. She usually gets number 15 for the month. Patient also needs refill of her Ozempic. She's on 0.25 milligram sub-Q on a weekly basis. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure today, 131 over 89. Pulse, 98. Oxygen saturation, 95. Respiration, 18. Temperature is 97.5. Period. New paragraph. Patient offers no complaint today. She is feeling fairly well. However, she's busy. She is actually on her lunch break from Walgreens where she works. So she is in a bit of a hurry to get back to her job, period, to paragraph. She tells me that she will come back to pursue ultrasound scans when she has more time, period, new paragraph. A complete review of system was done on this patient. There is no problems that have been identified. She is here just for her medication refill, period, new paragraph. Patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, or activity intolerance. She carries on her everyday activities in normal form and fashion, period, new paragraph. No complaint of pain, period, new paragraph. No problems with bathroom habit, urination, or bowel movements, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender. Examination of the lower extremity. She doesn't have any lower extremity edema, period, new paragraph. I've interviewed her for the Suboxone. She tells me she is doing well on the Suboxone. She denies any participation in any drug habit. She is not selling it, and she feels as though she's not having any side effects to that medication. Doing well and very compliant with our Suboxone program. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Going to refill her Suboxone for opioid disorder. 2.0/0.5 milligram sublingual tablet or sublingual film, one half per day, number 15, period, new paragraph. Patient does have a history of diabetes. She's on Ozempic. We need to get some blood work on her. He will obtain that next office visit as well as ultrasounds. We're going to refill her Ozempic at 0.25 milligram sub-Q on a weekly basis, 1 month supply. Patient, I've reviewed all patient data with her. I've given her opportunity to ask any questions. She has none at this time. She looks forward to coming back again.